Right, today is Daf Chavtes. We are on Daf Chavtes Amud Beis by two dots, second to last line. Tana Rabbanan. We learn in the Braisa. Shimon HaPakuli. Pakuli is the name, but I'm say some company. He was a cotton maker. Cotton. Anyway, right? Not a cotton picker. I mean, he. Rashi says HaPakuli is Mocher Pakuli Tzemer Gefen Shekorim Cotton. That's what he was. He was a cotton salesman. He set Shmona Esrei Brachos of Rabbi Gamliel out of Seder. He put the 18 Brachos before Rabbi Gamliel in order, whatever the order is. Again, we had mentioned on Tuesday that Rabbi Gamliel was very much involved in having a set tefillah that was uniform for everybody. So Shimon HaKapuli put them in order. Question is that it seems to go against the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Zayin that says that Meir Esrei Zakenin put together Shmona Esrei al Seder. So Rabbi Yonah deals with that right away. He says, "His dear Yudchas Brachos al Haseder b'Yavnes." What he says, Rabbi Yonah says, "Shemitchila lo hayu mispalin also al Haseder." They didn't daven in any order. Elakol echa v'echan a bracha shahisa tzrichelo. In other words, the way it used to be is that there were 18 brachas that the Anshei Knesset Gadol put together. They were all these bakashos. Whatever you needed, you daven for. Person needed to make a big decision, so that day he said das. Person needed a refuah, so that day he said refainu. You didn't necessarily have to say all of them, right? Bashim HaPakuli, Lizdor Osam Achar Kach Al Seder. Then he put them in an order. Basically, now part of Rabbi Gamliel's, I'm going with this theory, part of Rabbi Gamliel's plan was to have this said every day, a uniform tefillah. So Rabbi Shimon HaPakuli put them in order, and he taught everybody order, that this is basically the Gemara Megillah. He taught everybody order. Now it's said every day, all 18 brachos are said every day, three times a day. So there's a machlokas, famous machlokas, Rambam Ramban, where the tefillah is deraisa the Rabbanon, but even if you hold the tefillah is deraisa, at least the seder, the order of and the zmanim themselves are also the Rabbanon. So Shimon HaPakuli puts together the 18 brachos. Amr lehem Rabbi Gamliel HaChachamim. Rabbi Gamliel says to the Chachamim, Klum yesh adam sheyodeya lesakim birchas hatzidokim. So does anyone know how to make a bracha regarding the tzedukim? Now, tzedukim here also is oftentimes the tzedukim of the centuries get to it. So if you look in other old manuscripts, it's minin. It's the apikorsim. Rashi says it's the notzer, talking about the early Judeo-Christians, I guess before the split, right? Klum yesh adam shudei l'sakim birchas tzedukim. So what happened? Who can make the bracha? So Amar Shmuel HaKatan. So Shmuel HaKatan gets up, etikna, and he makes the takana. Whole to do about why Shmuel HaKatan. Shmuel HaKatan was the one. Remember the story in Gemara Rosh Hashanah that Rav Gamliel had wanted to have invited seven people to learn how to do Ibur Hashanah, and he walks into the room and he finds that there are eight people. So who's the interloper that's here? So Shmuel HaKatan says it's me, and Rav Gamliel says no, it's not you. He's trying to just hide from somebody, to protect somebody else. Shmuel HaKatan was a real tremendous tzaddik. So maybe he's the one who's able to be misaki in this bracha, because this bracha is really it's birchas hasadikim, but it's really a curse. Well, mashinim alti sikva, that's the gerusa we have. Is the kairagnez has different words, but mashinim alti sikva, we call a rishak correct ovid. So it's a curse for the meaning. But shana acheres, the next year Shmuel HaKatan gets up to be the baal tefila, v'shichecha, and he forgot the hishkit bush daim v'shal shos v'lo helu. And he was standing there for 2 or 3 hours. I don't know if it's 2 or 3 hours literally, or just 2 or 3 hours, maybe for some amount of time. He was standing there trying to remember the bracha, and he didn't bring him down. They didn't bring him up from being the Shlil Tzibur. Again, the Shlil Tzibur is always down. They didn't bring him up from being the Shlil Tzibur. So, Milo Halu, why did they not bring him up? Ha'amar, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rab. Didn't Rabbi Yehuda say the name of Rab? Ta, v'chol ha'brachos kulan, if you made a mistake in any of the brachos, you skipped, if the Shlil Tzibur skips any of the brachos, Ain ma'alin oso. You do not bring him up. But bebirchas latzdokim, if he makes a mistake in the birchas aminim and doesn't mention it, well now we got a problem, because this is sort of like a pledge of allegiance type idea. You don't say the pledge of allegiance, we have a chashash. It's like a Talmudic McCarthyism. We have a chashash that you're a communist. Maybe you belong to that sect. So tov b'chol habrachos kulan ain ma'alin oso. Bebirchas latzdokim ma'alin oso. D'chashin shem minu. Maybe he's a min. No, so Shani Shmuel Katan the Yutikna. Shmuel Katan was different because he was the one who made the bracha. What chash do you have? He wrote it. Right? So he's not going to have a choshes for him. So Gemara says, wait a second. Benechus Dilma Hadarbe. Maybe he was choser. Maybe he became a min afterwards. Right? You had all the sectarianism going on. So maybe he became a min afterwards. So Gemara says, Velok Amrabai Gimiri, we learn, Tavolo Havibisha. Good doesn't become evil. When a tzaddik doesn't turn into a rasha, the Gemara says, really? But Haksir, doesn't the pasuk say in Yecheskel, Ubishov tzaddik mitziv kaso, when a tzaddik returns from his righteousness, but asa avel, and he does bad. So the tzaddik can do good evil. So the Gemara says, Hahu birasha meikaro, aval tzaddik meikaro lo. If that's what we're talking about, like a Baal Shuva. A guy was evil, and then he became bad, and then became good, he can go back to being bad. But a guy was good from the beginning, he's never going to become bad. The Gemara says, lo, is that really true? V'hatnan, we have the following Mishnah in Avos. The Mishnah in Avos says, Al tamin ba'atzmecha, do not have bitachon, not be so sure of yourself that you're a righteous person. Always be worried that you're going to do something wrong. Ad yom moscha, until the day you die. What's the raya? Shrei Yochanan Kohen Gadol, you had Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Shimesh Mekahuna Gadol Shmon Mishana. He was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years. A righteous Kohen Gadol for 80 years. Ul Vasop Natsit Tzedokim. In the end, he switched allegiances from the Pharisees over to the Tzedokim. After 80 years, he switched. So Gemara says, Amar Abaye, no, Hu Yanai, Hu Yochanan. Yanai is the same person as Yochanan. So what happened with Yanai? If a Gemara in Kedushin on Das Samach Vav, that Yanai had he captured sixty cities, and he was very happy, and he made his big suda, and he called for all the Chachmei Yisrael to come, and there was a Russian there named Elazar ben Puari, I think, who told him that the Chachmei Yisrael hate him. And he had and Josephus also talks about this also, that Yanai switched his allegiance from being a Prushi to a Tzduki, and he basically slaughtered all the Prushim, and he slaughtered all the rabbis except for Shimon ben Shetach, right? Who was his brother-in-law? Similar story also in that Herod did that. He left over Baba Bavuta, I think, is the one he left over in the Gemara and Baba Basra. Not sure. Anyway, so Yochanan was Yanai, which is going to make sense. He was a Maccabean king, and he took over the Kohen Gadol and the king. So he was a Kohen Gadol, and he became a Tzduki. So the Yochanan, right? So Rava Amar Yanai Lachud, Yochanan Lachud, Yanai Rasha Mikaro. Rava Amar Yanai and Yochanan are two different people. Yanai was a Rasha originally, and Yochanan was a Tzaddik originally. So Hani Chalabaye, I understand they're going to do Baye. Now I can say why they were concerned about, because he says Kohen Gadol was Yanai Melech. He was a Russian originally, and therefore he returned to his evil. But El Ravo says that Yochanan Kohen Gadol was a Tzaddik originally, so how did he become a Tzduki 80 years after he began servicing as a Kohen Gadol? So Gemara says Kasha. So that's a Kasha, how that works. So Gemara then answers, Amalach Rabba, Tzaddik Meikar Nami Dilma Hadarpe. So a Tzaddik can, he says, no, I disagree with that, your premise. A Tzaddik can return to, can become evil after a time. So things happen. Things happen, you become a Tzaddik. So Gemara says, Ihachi Amai Lo Askuhu. If that's the case, then a Tzaddik can return into evil ways. So then why weren't they concerned, according to Rabba, when Shmuel HaKaton forgot the Birchas Aminim? They should have removed him from the Amud, right? So Shani Shmuel Katan the Askalbei. Shmuel Katan was different because he already began the Birchas Aminim, and then I guess he forgot. I guess it wasn't written down. No one knew it. He already started. He started B'lam Alshini Maltiz, and whatever it was, he forgot the end. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, the Itim Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Lo Shanu. They only said that you remove him from saying if he doesn't say Birchas Aminim, Elosh Lo Hiskalba. About Hiskalba Gomra. But if he starts it and he makes a mistake, then you wait till he remembers it so he can complete the bracha. But so that's the case that happened with Shmuel HaKatan, that he was in the middle of the bracha and then he forgot the rest. The question always, it's a big scholarly debate now, I guess, like who is the Birchas Aminim mentioned against? So I say the Rashi in an uncensored version says it's against the Notrim, because at the time you had, that was sort of before the split between Christianity and Judaism, and there were still a lot of Jewish Christians. There was a lot of persecution of the Jews, the Jewish Christians, by the Romans at the time. You have the story of Rav Elazar Hyrcanus, who was suspected of being a Christian, and the Romans put him on the trial. He tricked the Roman judge. But the question is, you know, if necessarily them, there's some debate that it may not necessarily be them. There is a, There is a famous Christian book called Dialogues with Trifo. It's written by an old church guy named Justin Martyr. It's at the time about the 200 CE. So in the book, when he's having this conversation with this sort of Hellenistic Jew, he says, will you guys curse us three times a day in your prayers? So some say that may be a reference to an old reference to Birchas Aminim, even outside, you know, the Jewish text. Maybe they're also what? It could have been pure. It could have been something else. They could have been cursing them. They could have been cursing them, not necessarily with this bracha. It doesn't say that necessarily with the bracha. But the idea still exists that at that time it was known that there was an issue between that the Jews and the Christians were had these disputes going on. Okay, that's the history for today. Hani Sheva Deshabsa, the seven brachas that we daven on Shabbos, as opposed to 18, we daven seven. Kenegan me, like where did they get the idea of seven from? Interesting, all these things that they're Rabbanans, but they need, the Chachamim say, when they're making these changes to the liturgy, they have to have some sort of source of where they get it from. So where do you get seven on Shabbos? So Amar Rabbi Chalafta Ben Shol, Keneged Shiva Kolo Sha'amar David Alamayim, right? So Mishmo David Alamayim, Kol Hashem, all those calls, there's seven times it says Kol in that in Tehillim Perik Chav Tes. So Hani Tesha the Rosh Hashanah, the nine that we make on Rosh Hashanah, what's the source to allow for a tefillah of nine brachos? So Kenegin Mi, so Amar Rav Yitzchak Demin Kartignin, I guess that's the name of a place, Kenegin Tisha Askaros, the nine times Hashem's name is mentioned, She'amra Chana B'tilasa, and Chana said in her tefillah, and Shmuel Aleph in Perek Beis, she must have said Hashem's name nine times. The Amar Mar, Mar says, Rosh Hashanah nifka the Sar Rachel v'Chana. Kadosh Baruch Hu heard the tefillah of Sar Rachel v'Chana Rosh Hashanah, so that's why we mentioned a lot about Sarah and Chana is can be the source for having nine brachos on Rosh Hashanah. It's interesting here. I don't know. This may be a raya to the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor says that you say Machias Zechronos and Shofros in all the tefillahs on Rosh Hashanah. It's nine brachos. Really, we don't have nine brachos in Musaf. Right, but Baal HaMor says you have nine brachas in all the tefillos on Rosh Hashanah. And here it doesn't say how to teach the Rosh Hashanah only in Muslim. It's just the nine brachas that you make on Rosh Hashanah. So maybe it's a mashma that he's talking about here about all the tefillos on Rosh Hashanah. Maybe not. Maybe he's only talking about Muslim. All right, Hani Esrim ve'arba de Tanisa, the 24 brachas that they say when they had a Tana Sibur, Kineged Mi. Where did they get the number 24 from? Amar Bichabo Kineged Esrim ve'arba Rinanos. The 24 languages or lashonos of tefillah. She'amar Shlomo b'shash hechnas aron beis kodesh kadoshim. Shlomo Melech had 24 different lashonos, rina, tina, all these different types of lashonos of tefillah. It's in Malach Malach Periches that he said when he brought the aron into the beis kodesh kadoshim. Where it says, wait, ihachi kol yom anaminim rinu. Well, why was that a tainus? He said 24 brachos on that day. Let's say 24 brachos every day. So Gemara says, Amos Amin Shlomo, when did Shlomo say this? Biyoma de Rachmi, on the time that he required special Rachmim. Because Shlomo Melech had a problem that the doors wouldn't open, so he required these tefillahs to allow the doors to open. Ananam biyoma de Rachmi Amilu. So too we, on a special day of Rachmim, that's when we require 24. The Tanis is a special day of Rachmim, that's when we require 24. On a regular day, I mean, even though we need Rachmim every day, like it's not a special set aside day for Rachmim, we don't need 24, we need 18. Okay. Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Rabbi Yeshua says in the Mishnah, Me'ein Shimon Esrei. Again, you see in the Mishnah, you see this conflict between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said 18 brachas, and Rabbi Yeshua said, no, you don't have to do the 18 full brachas. You can shorten the brachas. You can shorten the brachas. So the Gemara asks, what is Me'ein Shimon Esrei? So my Me'ein Shimon Esrei, Rav Omer, Rav says, Me'ein Kol Bracha Bracha. You basically, you begin the bracha and you end the bracha. Right, Akachonein, Brachat Hashem Chonein Das. You sort of skip the middle. That you skip the middle part. Me'ein Kol Bracha Bracha. Ushmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, what's Me'ein Kol Bracha? It's Havineinu. It's the Bracha of Havineinu. The shortened one paragraph that includes all of Shmona Esrei. What's Havineinu Hashem Elokein Ladas Brachecha? So that's Chonein Das. Umol Sovini Rasecha, that's Tshuva. Tislachlanu, which is Machonim Arbes Loach. Yosku Ulim is Gol Yisrael. Brachakein Mimach Ovenu, which is like Rofe Cholei. V'dashneinu b'nosar tzecha, which that's mevorach hashanim, unu putseinu mi'abra tekavitz, that brings us back, that is, right, that's mekavitz l'chem Yisrael, v'atom al detcha, yishpatetu, that's melech hotzecha mishpat, al rishon tanim yadecha, that's birchas aminim, v'yishim luch tzadikim, that's al tzadikim, v'vinyan ircho b'hikun echalecha, that's ponim shlayim, v'tzmichas keren l'david avdecha, v'vrichas nele v'nishay mishichecha, that's matzmich keren Yeshua, Terem Nikra Atah Saneh, that's Shemei Tefillah, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah. So you say the first three, the last three in the middle, you say this bracha. But Layit Abaye Amanda Masle Havininu. Abaye would curse those who would say the tefillah of Havinenu. I mean, not to say that, not to say that anymore. Not to say that anymore. Tosos says that light ala tap Tosos v'hachi kaimalon. That's the halacha. We don't say, we should not be saying tefillah, the tefillah is Havinenu. So halacha l'maiser. Simon Kuf Yud, Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, B'shas Hadchak, when you're pressed, B'shas Hadchak, if you're going to Shuba Derech, like you're on the way, Oshaya Omid Makum Torah, you're very, very busy, V'yareisha Yafsiku, you're afraid that they're going to stop you, Oshalo Yuchal Ispal B'Kavana Tfil Aruka, you don't have to have enough Kavana for Tfil Aruka, Mispal Achar Shalos Rishonos Havinenu. You say the first three brachos, then you say Havinenu, and then you say the Achronos. Fine. But the Mishnah Berurah says, he says, "B'shas Hadchak." He quotes, "Avav below B'shas Hadchak." Amin Bagamar, the by light, the man that was Pal Avinenu. By curse, the one who did not who said Avinenu. When we come back with the Avid Yotzi, you don't say the Ein Sorach Lachshav Pal. Fine. In the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kayom Ein Nogim Pal Avinenu." We don't say Avinenu Machmas Atirda because of Tirda. The way the Tirda is that what's the reason? Yuli Atam Lachor Kasha. What's the reason why he didn't say Avinenu? Because he had a problem with the Kavana. So Mr. Bir Halacha says, well, we don't have proper kavana any day in 18. So if you're not going to have the right kavana, so why say 7? Say the full 18. At least you get the full 18 out. Why say Havinenu? Fine. The Halacha basically is we don't really say Havinenu. They also have other problems that they brought down. Magen Avraham brings out that maybe say Havinenu if you're not going to finish your Shmona Esrei in time. So you're not going to finish your Shmona Esrei in time, then you can say Havinenu. So that could be a reason why to say Havinenu, because the Bir Halacha only says that we don't say Havinenu because of the Tirda issue. This month. For whatever reason, you're an Osik to Mitzvah, and now it's Mincha time, and you're not going to finish before whichever is mine you choose. You're not going to finish in time. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman said the name of Shmuel. Kol Hashana, all year, Mispal Adam Havinenu. A person can say Havinenu. Chutz mimotzei Shabbos and mitzvah yom tov. Except for mitzvah Shabbos and mitzvah yom tov, they should serve chlomer havdala b'chol nedas. Because you have to add a tachon tango, and that's not in the tefillah of Havinenu. So you can't say Havinenu. Gemara says maskif lo rabba bar Shmuel v'neimer bircha rabbius b'atzma. So what's the problem? You already say the first three brachos. So when it comes to mitzvah Shabbos, say atachonim with a tachon tango. Let's say the rest of Havinenu. What's the issue? Mi lotznan, did we not learn? We even have a sheet that says you're supposed to say a bracha by itself all year. Mi lotznan, we'll see on Nachlam Gimel, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Omra bracha revias bifnei atzma. The fourth bracha, meaning atachontano, you don't add into konein das. Rabbi Lezer Omer behodah. Rabbi Lezer says you add it into modim. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Atu koloshana kulu mi avdin to Rabbi Akiva, the hashanami up navid. We don't hold it Rabbi Akiva whole year. So now we hold it Rabbi Akiva. All year long, we don't put it in a separate bracha. Ah, now because you want to have an ending, you're going to put it into a separate bracha? Don't do that. So, kol ha'shon akumim, my time low of didikah Rabbi Kiva. What's the reason why we don't hold Rabbi Kiva all year? Because tam yisrei takun, right? We made a takana for 18 brachas. Shrei lo takun, but not 19 brachas, even though we do have 19 brachas. Well, we don't have 20 brachas as opposed to 19 brachas. Hakanami, so too, by the havinenu shiva takun, we made a bracha, it's 7, the takana was 7. 3, 1, 3. Tamni lo takun, but 8 they did not make it, therefore we don't say it. Now they answer your question, David. So don't make it a separate bracha. Just make an extra paragraph, an extra sentence, and put those words in. That's it. Well, he says, Habineinu Hashem Lokeinu Amadim Mikolosh Lachol. Because you have to say, what? Yours is easier. Where says, Einokanami, it's Kasha. There is a Kasha. I don't know. The Shulchan Aruch also passes in Siman Kufir over here. He says that the Eino Mispal Havinenu Bimosav Shamim Velo B'Motzei Shabbos V'Yontov. He says no matter what, the Shulchan Aruch says you don't say Havinenu. Even though it's a kasha, we pass on like Shmuel that you don't say because it's not a tiyufto, it's just a kasha. There must be answers. We don't say Havinenu on Motzei Shabbos or Motzei Yontov. And now the Shulchan Aruch also said on a Tainus. Amar Rav Bibi Bar Abaye Kol Hashana Akul Mispal Adam Havinenu Chutz Bimosav Shamim except on the rain days of rain during the rainy season. Why? You have to say the same talu matar rebirchas hashanim, and that's not in there. So the Gemara says, "Umaskif lo marzotcha v'nichlala mechlal." Why don't you just add it to the whatever the phrase was for the bracha for that bracha? Add it and say v'dashenu b'nos artzecha, right? And then add the words the same talu matar. The Gemara says, "No, asi la trude. that might become a tirta. Those extra three words might become a tirta. So Mara says, wait a second, if the whole problem is tirta, well, I have an answer now for you back, why don't we say chonin adas? Why don't we say atachon tamu? Ihachi havdala b'chonin adas nami osali trude. So Gemara says, no, amri hasam, they said, by havdala, kevin da'asim etchila salos alo mitrin. Tirda wouldn't have been a good answer there because that's the first sentence. There's not, you don't have it when you first start doing something. That's not a tirda. It becomes a tirka when you're in the middle of it. So by atachon tamu, that would, if you put that into Havineinu, that's the right, that's the first bracha after the first three. It's the first line. That's not tirda. But by the birchas hashanim, that would be too much of a tirda to put it in. Right. So he says Amri Hasam Gabe came on the asu b'tchilas slos lo mitrin. Hacha came on the mitrin. If in the middle of the tefillah, that's going to be a tirka. Okay. The Gemara says Maskif lo Rav Ashi v'neimra. Why don't they just say v'sein tal? At the last one, you worry about tirda, so I guess you're saying at the beginning and the end, it's not tirda. So say it at the end. Say it in Shomei Atvila. Shomei Atvila is sort of this catch-all bracha where you can say things. If you made a mistake in your tefillah below Hiskik Ruh Shomim, and you didn't mention Morid Hageshem, B'tchilas HaMesim, right? So you didn't say Morid Hageshem, you have to return, right? Machzir also, you have to go back to the beginning. She'elo, if you didn't say V'sein Talamata Lebracha, if you didn't say V'sein Talamata, that. So you don't go back to the beginning. You can say it in Shomei Atvila. Right? Also, and the luck is, Havdalah, if you forgot Havdalah in Chonin Adas, so you don't have to repeat Shemona Esrei. Why? Because you can say Havdalah alakos. You can say Havdalah. Sorry, Liz, what if you're not going to have a kos? What if right after Shabbos, you have to run out? For whatever reason, you have to go back. So Gemara says, no. Ta'a shayni. If you make a mistake, that's different. Because of the you made a mistake, then you can say it in Shomei Atvila. But lechatchila to make a takana to say sheilas hagashamim in Shomei Atvila, that's not how we do it. Shomei Atvila is only there to catch you if you fall. But you don't lechatchila put things in Shomei Atvila. Okay. If you look at Tosos says it says b'pnei sheyachol laomer b'Shomei Atvila. Tosos says k'da'amar we see on the. You can ask for your tzracha, for your needs in Shomei Tefila. V'dafka tzracha, but only your needs. You have a hole in your house. You need something. You need parnasa. You need rain on your fields, right? To whom may ain tefila? Because that's sort of to a tefila. It's a bakasha. V'kein she'ela about haskara, but Masuruk Mordegashem, which is mentioning the Gevurah of Hashem, or Havdalah, which is not a bakasha, just mentioning an aspect of Hashem. Ushvar Shvachim, all of the praises, Asur. That you cannot say in Shomei Atvila. That's why you have to go back in Mashav Ruach Amor Negashem. Right? She'ein me'ein Shomei Atvila. That is because it's not part of Shomei Atvila. So that's why that's the difference between Mashav Ruach Amor Negashem and the same time of the Bracha. Bakashas, you can say in Shomei Atvila. Askaras and Shevach, you cannot say in Shomei Atvila. Okay. We'll do a little bit more in Halach in a moment. Gufa, let's go back to the text. Amar Rabbi Tanachum, Amar Rabbi Asi. Ta'a velo hiskik kruas hagashamim. If you made a mistake, you didn't say Mashav Ruach Morid Hagashem in Tchias HaMesim, Machzir no so. You have to go back to the beginning of Tefillah. If you made a mistake, you didn't hear She'ela B'Birchas Hashanim, you didn't say Tein Talamatar in B'Birchas Hashanim, a Machzir no so. He doesn't return back to the beginning. B'Pnei She'yachol La'omra B'Shomei Tefillah, because he can catch it in Shomei Tefillah. However, if he makes a mistake in Havdalah B'Chonei Das, also a Machzir no so. Not because he can say it in Shomei Tefillah, but because of Deisha Yachal Omer Ala Kos, he can say it on the wine after davening. He can say it afterwards. So Meisvei, we're going to ask a Tastira. We have a different brisa that says Taha below Hiskek Ruach Hagasham B'Tfilas Hameis Machsiv Nalso. Same thing. If you get Meshav Ruach, you return back to the beginning. She'ela B'Birchas Hashanim Machsiv Nalso. Forget the same Talmud Matar. You also go back right away. You see the Tastira. We said you don't go back because you can say it in Shomei Tefillah. Here it says you do go back. Havdalah lechonin das ein machshir nosov neshiachol omer alakos. So Gemara, so which one is it? Do you go back to the beginning to get the same talumatar, or do you not go back to the beginning to get the same talumatar? So lo kasha, there's no kasha. Ha, the price that says that you return, that's b'yachid. That's a person who's davening b'yachidus. V'ha b'tzibur, that is b'tzibur. A person who's davening b'tzibur, he does not have to go back. So b'tzibur, my time alone. What's the reason why if you're davening in a tzibur, you do not have to return? So he says, Mishum the Shama Mishliach Tzibor. You can hear it from the Shliach Tzibor. I don't know, so that, does that apply to Mayrish? You can hear it from the Shliach Tzibor, who's going to be during his Chazar Shatz. Ihachi, so the Gemara says, wait, that can't be the answer. Because Ihachi, hi, Mipnesha Yachal Omer B'Shamei Tfila, Mipnesha Shamei Mishach Sibin Barley. The reason why Bryce has said is that you don't return is because you can say it in Shamei Tfila. It doesn't say the reason is because you're going to hear it from the Shliach Tzibur. So Ella, Idin Idin Yachin, right? Enachanami, no difference between a Yachin and Tzibur. In both of these cases are dealing with a Yachin. Velo Kasha, and there's no Kasha. Ha, the paste there we say, Rav Asi, who said that you do not have to return, that is Had Itgar Kodom Shomei Tfila. That's when you remembered before you got to Shomei Tfila, and if you, therefore you don't have to return back because you can say it in Shomei Tfila. But the Brisa that says that you have to return, right, Vachlok is where you have to return, is the Itgar Basar Shomei Tfila. That's after Shomei Tfila. You remembered only after Shomei Tfila. If the Rashi says on the bottom of Moment Aleph, the Itgar Kodom Shomei Tfila, but once you said Shemei Tefillah, you have to return. So where do you return to? So the Tosfos seems to be a machlokas in the Yerushalmi and Bavli. Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi. It's also Shita Rabbeinu Chananel. It says, Tosfos here says, Basar Shemei Tefillah, Azvade Machzirin Oso. Mihu. However, Im Lo Akar Raglav. If you have not taken your steps back, I mean, you still Omeid Lifnei Hashem and Shemona Esrei, Einu Tzarech Lachzor LaRosh. You don't have to go back to the beginning. The Lo LeBirchas Hashanim. You don't have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. Rather, El Chozer, the Shomei Tefillah, the same as Yerushalmi. You go back to Shomei Tefillah. Why? Because you can say the Shomei Tefillah anyway. So go back to the closest place to where you can say it. However, Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Simon, Kuf Yud Ches, Siv Hey, Im Lo Shal Matar, if you didn't say Matar, Veniska Kodim Shomei Tefillah, and you remember before Shomei Tefillah, Ein Maximin also, Veshomei Tefillah, you say it in Shomei Tefillah. The Imlo Niskar Ad Akar Shomei Tefillah. If you do not remember that you forgot, you don't remember that you forgot until after Shomei Tefillah, then Imlo Akar Raglav. If you step back, you got to say Shmona Esrei again. If you have not stepped back, where do you return to? Tosfos just say you return to Shomei Tefillah. Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the Tor and the Rambam and the Rosh. Imlo Akar Raglav Chozer LeBirchas Hashanim. You got to go back to Birchas Hashanim. You got to go back. Fine. So. What's the svar? So I saw that the machlokas could between the Rishalmi and the Bavli could be, well, how do you categorize the bracha of Shomei Tefillah? Is the bracha of Shomei Tefillah a bracha that is inclusive of all? It includes all brachas within it. So if it includes all brachas within it, so it has Birchas Hashanim within it, it has anything that you want to say within it, so therefore, why go back only Birchas Hashanim? Go back to Shomei Tefillah. Or, I'm not sure how to phrase it last, and then have it say it, or you can say that Shomei Tefillah doesn't include all the brachas. It just happens to be a bracha that if you make a mistake, you can catch it in there. So that's fine if you catch yourself up to that. But if you don't catch yourself, if you catch yourself all the way at the end and you pass Shomei Tefillah, so you can't go back to Shomei Tefillah. That's not the bracha. That's not the main spot. The main spot is Birchas Hashanim. So you go back there. There's an interesting the Gra says, what does it say? It's Shema Kolenu, Hashem Elokeinu. We don't say Shema Tefillah Seinu. It's Shema Kolenu. What's the difference between Kol and Tefillah? He says, kol is non-specific. Tefillah is specific. So after we ask for all the bakashos, that we ask for everything specifically, we then finally say, Shema Kolenu. We don't even know how to verbalize anymore. We don't know how to verbalize ourselves. We don't know the right things to do. But just hearken to our voices. Whatever it is, you know. I mean, we've seen that before also. The Maharish Chaya says the same thing. The Rosh Hashanah says the same thing. You know what's good for us. You know what's best for us. Shema Kolenu, we're crying out to you to give us what you know is indeed the best for us. So that's Shema Kolenu as opposed to Shema Tefillah Seinu. Okay. Amar Rabbi Tanachum, Amar Rabbi Ta'av, the low hiskir shel rosh chodesh ba'avoda. If you forget Yalav Yavo, and you don't say it in Ritzei, if you forget Yalav Yavo, chozer la'avoda. You go back to Ritzei. Again, this is the Mishachas HaMincha. We'll see later on. It does not apply to Marav because Eimek Hachin Achotchin at night. So in Marav, you don't have to go back. Niskar ba'hoda. If you remember that if you recognize that you forgot while you're in Modim, Chos Lavoda. You go back to Ritzei. Bisim Shalom, if he's in ready in Sim Shalom, still Chos Lavoda. Im Siyem, but if he finished, Chos El Rosh. Then you have to go back to the beginning. The Bahag writes that this only applies to somebody who's davening B'Yachidus. But if someone's davening B'Tzibur, he doesn't have to do because the Bahag Paskins, that he can be Yotzei with what he heard from the Shliach, with the Shliach Tzibur. However, Tosos points out, the bottom of Tosos, he quotes the Bahag. He says, "V'hochas gedolos peiris dafka biyachim aval betzibor eino chozer mipnei sheshom mishliach tzibor." However, he says, if you can be hear from the shliach tzibor, miu sarich ledatik mipiachazan kol os ba'os shel tefillah. Even if you know tefillah, you have to pay attention, almost like Megillah. You have to pay attention to word for you being yotze with the chazan. You got to pay attention to word for word. Fine. And Tosos at the end, towards the second to last line, he says, "Vehu adin lechol davar shemachzirin oso." Anything that you would have to repeat, ihadar shamli mishlucha letzibor mirosh v'atzof nafik. Let's say you forget a bracha, you don't have to repeat it according to Tosos. Just listen to the Shliach Tzibur afterwards, and you can hear it. The Harav Rav Moshe pas sakdafka shachal aske shorosh chodesh. It's only al v'yavo. Avo shachach bracha shleima. But if you get a full bracha, maksiun also ve'ini yotzim b'shimi yoso mishliach tzibur. That's machlokes to be. Is what is the concept of tefillah shliach tzibur? Is are you being really being yotze that people who are listening to you or not? So according to Tosos, if you forget any bracha, you can go back and just listen. You don't have to go back and just listen to the Shliach Tzibur. According to this Rav Moshe, it's only if you forgot Yalav Yavo, not necessarily if you got a bracha. Because maybe add-ons you can be yotze, but the brachas by themselves, your own brachas, they're for you. Maybe you can't be yotze with somebody else saying them for you. What? We say that if you skip it, I think so. Where it's in, I don't have it. Tough of base. I don't have it here, but I think you have to go back.
When we said if you make a mistake by Yalav Yavo, that you go back to the beginning. If you finish, you go back to the beginning. Lo amron elsh akar aglav. That's only if you step back. Aval lo akar aglav chos lavoda. If you didn't step back, so you still omer lifnei Hashem, and you can go back to Ritzay. Amar lei minol loch. How do you know this? So usually, how do you know this? You give a source. So what's the source? No, amar lei mi abe mari shmili. My father told me, but abe mari mi Rav. I heard it from Rav. That's where I got the halacha from. Amar of Nachum Mar Yitzchak Hada Amron. That what we said. Akar raglav chos larosh. That if you move your feet, you have to go back to the beginning. Lo amaron. That's only elo she'ena rogel lomer tachanunim achar tefilaso. That's only if you're not used to saying these special tachanunim play tefilas after your tefilah. I guess the minog of then was that they would say L'Kayin Tzor and all those Tachanunim after they step back. So even after you step back, you still say Tachanunim, you still Omed Lifnei Hashem, you don't have to go back to Avoda, you could say it, you don't have to go back to the beginning, you can go back to Ritzay. About Ragil Omed Tachanunim, Achat Filaso, Chosen Avoda, you can go back to Ritzay. Ikud Amri, some say the Shmuel this way. Amr of Nachum, Yitzchak Hada Amron, what did we say? Dikhi Lo Akar Raglov, Chosen Avoda, Lo Amaron Ella, Sheragil Omer Tachanunim, Achat Filaso. That if you only have to go back to Ritzay, if you say Tachanunim, about im einu rogel talmud Tachanunim achat filaso chozal rosh, you have to go back to the beginning. So over here, it's the difference is. No, the difference is okay. Now the Gemara goes back to our said that someone who makes his Rabbi Lezer ben Horkinus, who was also a big bar plukta with Rabbi Gamliel, he didn't like the idea of the 18 brachos. He felt that the set tefillah is too static. You have to daven from the heart. So Rabbi Lazar Omer, Ahoset Tfilaso Keva, if you make your Tfilah Keva, Ein Tfilaso Tachanunim, it's not good Tfilah. You have to have a more spontaneous type of Tfilah. So my Keva, what does it mean Keva? Three shittas of what the word Keva means. Amar of Yaakov, Bar Idi, Amar of Osha, Koshet Tfilaso Dome Alav Kemasoi. Anyone whose Tfilah is like a bird, like, oh, I got to daven again. And he doesn't have this experience of Omer Lifnei Hashem, to him it's just a Tircha to go daven, that is considered Masoi, then that is not going to be, he's not going to be Yotzei Eschola. Rabbanan Omri, what is Keva? Ko Misha Eino Omer B'Loshon Tachanunim. You have to say Nachas, right? You have to say Loshon Tachanunim. You have to be asking Rachman. You can't just say it, give me. You have to say it in the proper language, the proper way to ask for something. Rabbi Rav Yosef, Omer Tavayu, Ko She Eino Yochel L'Chadish B'Dover. So long as you're not Mechadish, some sort of tefillah, you say the same thing over and over and over again, hopefully we don't pass like that. That's not a good tefillah. So Amar of Zera. Zera says, "Ana yachlin lechadushi bar milsa." I'm capable of being mechadish a new type of tefillah every single day, but I don't. Umistafina dilma mitridna. But I'm worried that maybe I'll get involved in all these special types of tefillahs, extra tefillahs, and I'll forget my spot. I'll forget where I am again. When you're not diving from a sitter, and even if we are diving from a sitter, over time you're diving all along, and you're like, "Where am I? what bracha am I up to?" So it's my focus. What bracha you go back to? But that happens, at least it happens to me, but that happens to people. You just forget where you are. So he didn't want to say these extra tefillahs because who's going to forget where he was. He probably didn't have a sinner in front of him and he wouldn't know where he is and he'd get into a suffix. Abaye bar Avin, Rabbi Chanina bar Avin, the Amri Tarvayu,
says kol she, what does it mean? What does keva? It means kol she'ein mispalal im dimdun me chama. Whoever doesn't daven with the red of the sun, meaning you have to daven at shachris with tanetz, and you have to daven at marav with milcha with shkia, because that's when the sun is red, as opposed to, I guess, orange or yellow. That's when the sun is red. The Amr Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, mitzvah l'spalal, it's a mitzvah l'spalal im dimdume chama. The Amr Rabbi Zeira, my kara, what's the pasuk that you have this? The pasuk says yiraucha, which means you should stand up with tefillah. Yiraucha im shemesh, with the sun. V'lifnei yareach, before the moon. Dor dorim, and that's how you're gonna have many doros. That's what you're supposed to daven. But layit alavim arava, madam matzim dimdume chama. They made fun of in the West in Israel. They cursed those who daven with imdume chama because my timer dilmi mitrafle shaita. Maybe it'll be too late at night, and you'll get to the point where you're gonna miss. If you wait for that last moment, you're gonna miss. They clearly must be passing like the Rabbanan, because right when Rabbi Yehuda says that mincha is earlier, mincha is at the plag. So if you're worried about sunset, you forget that earlier zman. You're only focusing on the later zman. Okay. Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Right, the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yeshua said, "Hamahalach malchum sakana." If you're going in a dangerous place, with pile tefillah katzara, you can say tefillah sakana. And it continues, "Bechol parshas ha'ibor yutzarchechem lepanechem bruchat Hashem shemei tefillah." So what's parshas ibor? That's what the Mishnah said. The word parshas ibor. What does it mean, parshas ha'ibor? So this is difficult. Amar Rabbi Chizda Amar Mar Ukva Afilu b'shah. You're in malchum sakana. So what does the ibor have to do with the sakana? So afilu b'shosh atam mismale aleim evra, even filled with kas, evra is lashon kash, ki isha ubra, like a pregnant woman. You're filled with kas, like a pregnant woman is filled with her fetus. Yehu kol tzarchichem lifanecha. You should have rachmanas and see all the needs of your nation. Ikud army, some say as follows: Amar Chizda, Amar Marukva, afilu b'shoshim over mal divrei Torah. Even those times where that they violate divrei Torah, yehu kol tzarchichem lifanecha. You should see all their needs and have rachmim on them as well. Tana Rabbanan. Now we get to the Tilas Hadarach Sugyas. Tana Rabbanan, learning a Braisa. Hamahalech b'makom gedude chayev elistim. You go into a place where you have the wild animals and bandits. Mispala tefillah ktsara. You say this following short tefillah. Ve'ezehi tefillah ktsara. What is the tefillah ktsara? Rabbi Lezer, Omer Lezer says, Asei ritzoncha b'shamayim yima'al. You should look at from a shemayim above, and you should see us. Even if we're going violating your zone, you should look at us. But say nachas ruach liyerecha mitachas. But don't and give nachas ruach to those who fear you on the bottom. V'tov beinecha asei bruchat Hashem shmei tefillah. Rabbi Shua Omer, you say as follows: Shema shavas amnech amcha Yisrael. Listen to the shavas, to the cries of your nation. Vasei meher bakashasam, and quickly, speedily do their bakashas. Baruch ato Hashem, shomei atfila. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik Omer, you say as follows: Shema tzaakas amcha Yisrael. It says Shema shavas amcha. It says Shema tzaakas amcha Yisrael. Vasei meher bakashasam, baruch ato Hashem shomei atfila. Now, what's the difference between tzaakas and shavas? There must be a difference between those two words. Acheim omrim, others say this is the nusach atfila. Tzarche amcha. The needs of your nation are many, v'datam tzara, but their das are small, and they don't know how to ask all their tzarchim. Yehi ratzon panecha, Shem Elokeinu, shetitein lekol echa ve'echa kedei parnasaso, should be your will that you should give each one their needs. U'lechol gviya v'gviya dei machzora, v'ruch ata Hashem shmei tefillah. So Amar Rav Huna, halacha ka'acherim. The halacha is like the acherim who say that you say, tzarche amcha yisrael merubim v'datam tzara, yehi ratzon panecha Hashem Elokeinu, shetitein lekol echa ve'echa kedei parnasaso, lechol gviya dei machzora, v'ruch ata Hashem shmei tefillah. Amar le Eliyahu. This is in place. This is a tefillah sederah. We're talking about where you're going on the road. No, this was. It began with Tana Rabbanan. Hamahalek b'makom gedu dechay v'listim. No, that's not what I was saying. They're talking about over here. Someone who's mahalek b'makom gedu dechlistim is pal to look at Sarah. You say this tefillah because you're going into a makom sakana.
Why do you ask about?
It depends on the gear. So that's what. Oh, maybe you're on the way to get to you're on the you're traveling to you travel for work. It could be also that this is some girsos that says this is talking about another tefillah katsara for Shmona Esrei. That's what I'm learning because the rest of the Mahalach Gemara is talking about tefillah sederach. Because now we have Amar Eliyahu, Eliyahu Navi says to Rabbi Yehuda, Achua, the brother of Rav Salah Hasida, Lo Tirtach Velo Techtai, don't get angry and you won't sin. Right? Geras Ramban, it's called Komine Gehenna Sholtimbo, that Kas is the precipitator to many of Eros. And Lo Tirve Velo Techti, don't get drunk and you won't sin, because Shichras also leads to sin. Ukishata Yotze Laderech, and when you go on the way, when you're a wayfarer, Himalech Bikonecha, take permission from your Creator, Vitzei, and then go. So, my Himalech Bikoncha Vitzei, what does it mean that you should take permission from your Creator and leave? Amr Rav Yaakov, Amr Rav Chisda, Zo Tfilas Haderech. That's Tfilas Haderech. So, what is a Tfilas Haderech? Well, Amr Rav Yaakov, Amr Rav Chisda, today we'll just see what the Tfilah is. Tomorrow, Menachem will tell you when you're supposed to say Tfilas Haderech. So, Amr Rav Yaakov, Amr Rav Chisda, Kol Hayotz Laderech, whoever goes out on the way, Tzarechus Pala Tfilas Haderech, has to say Tfilas Haderech. My, what is it? My Tfilas Haderech, what is it? So you hear it's Ophanecha Hashem Alakai, Shetoli Chen L'Shalom, Matatzi Din L'Shalom, Tismachin L'Shalom, Matatzi Lenin, save me, Mikaf Kol Oye, from every enemy, Ve'ori Ve'derech, Ve'tishlach Bracha V'masa Yadai, V'sit Neni L'Chein L'Chesed, R'Rachamim Be'nech, V'ei Kore'ei, Koro'i, Baruch Ato Hashem Shmei Tfila. It says in Lashon Yochid, very similar to what we do. Yeah, I know. Listen, the Arshidurim, we just talked about the Birchus Aminu. So the Nusach Ashkenaz has it one way, Nusach Svar has it another way, Eidot HaMizrach has it the third way. A different Nuschos. I don't know if that's early. So Amr Abai says, La'olam lishtotef inish nashi b'hadi tzibur. You should include yourself with the tzibur. Basically, don't say it in Lashon Yochid. Right? Rather, you say Heichinim. You should say, Yishofanecha Hashem Elokeinu, Shetolichinu Shalom. And that's how we say we should have the Bakasha in Lashon Rabbim. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.